A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Heavy rain could lead to more flash flooding in southern parts of Utah this evening. Weather watchers are also keeping an eye on burn scars with the potential for debris slides. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick White.
Second, a West Valley man found with explosive devices at the Hunter Library is facing several charges after being arrested. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have an accident blocking northbound lanes of traffic at Mountain View Corridor and 6200 South, and traffic filling in and slowing down northbound I-15, Kaysville up to Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Get ready for more thunderstorms today with increasing chances for activity along the Wasatch Front, highs in the mid-90s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 90 degrees, and now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden at the White House offering what he calls straight talk to knock down vaccine misinformation that's spreading fear, he says, along with the contagious Delta variant driving up new COVID cases and deaths.
Last month, a study showed that over 99% of COVID-19 deaths have been among the unvaccinated. 99%. This is an American tragedy.
The president urging states to offer residents $100 to get their COVID shots and calling on Americans to do their part.
With freedom comes responsibility. Your decision to be unvaccinated impacts someone else. Unvaccinated people spread the virus.
The president also requiring all federal workers to provide proof of vaccination or take COVID tests each week. In California, mom Carrie Lamond says she chose not to get vaccinated during her pregnancy. She got COVID just days before she gave birth and was on life support. She now wishes she had gotten the shot.
I did everything I possibly could to not get COVID. I kept my kids home from school. I stayed out of stores. I stayed out of restaurants. And I still got it. So COVID obviously does not discriminate.
It's not just people in the United States, though, that are divided over pandemic measures like masks. France is in an uproar over the UK's ongoing COVID travel ban. ABC's Inez Delacuatera has more from Paris.
A French minister calling England's decision to keep quarantine measures for travelers coming from France, quote, discriminatory and not based on science, end quote, as those restrictions do not apply to travelers coming from other European countries. The British government has said it is keeping quarantine rules for travelers from France because of the presence of the Beta variant here, but French officials dispute that claim.
The first
ABC News, Paris.
The first Afghans who worked as interpreters and other U.S. contractors who helped missions in Afghanistan are expected to arrive in the U.S. as soon as tonight. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
Priced out. In-depth coverage on Utah's affordable housing crisis on KSL News Radio.
Everyone is talking about the housing market booming, and it is, but it turns out more people are buying condos than single-family homes. Steve Perry is the president-elect of the Salt Lake Board of Realtors. He joins us now. And Steve, what's happening? Why are people buying more condos?
Well, it seems that condos and townhomes are now the what first-time home buyers can afford, if they can afford it at all. So that's where they're turning to because the housing prices are so high now.
Is this also a matter of inventory? We keep hearing that there aren't very many homes on the market right now.
Absolutely. Although we do have a lot of homes on the market, in fact, we have as many as we did last year, it's just that the demand is so much higher. And so because we have a housing crisis, the fact that there's a shortage, it's going to trickle down to where the supply and demand, so home prices rise. And of course, now people can't even qualify for homes if you're a first-time home buyer.
Right. You talked about the price of single-family homes going up. What are we looking at now? What is the average price?
The average price in Salt Lake County is $368,000. But I live in Harriman, and the average price on some in my own neighborhood is $450,000. So it's not cheap for even condos and townhomes.
Right. So what do you foresee for the future? Do you think that these prices are going to stay at that higher level, or are people just basically going to get stuck with homes that aren't worth as much down the road?
So right now, our forecast that we get through Jim Wood and the University of Utah, it just talks about us having a shortage of houses. There's no bubble. There's no nothing's going to crash or anything like that. It's just a matter of how are we going to be able to make up the demand. We have people coming in from outside of Utah moving in. We have people moving out of their homes, millennials moving out of their parents' homes, and they're all wanting properties now. So it's just a matter of we can't keep up with the demand, and new construction is struggling to do it. And so new construction prices are up because of the supply and demand.
All right, Steve, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Steve Perry. He's the president-elect of the Salt Lake Board of Realtors. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, how do we look?
All clear on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, but we had a little bit of heavy traffic moving northbound I-15, 33rd up to 2100 south. A good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. In Utah County, southbound traffic on I-15, a little heavy and slow near Pleasant Grove. And we do have the crash blocking northbound lanes of traffic. Mountain View Corridor at 6200 south. Steve?
We do have a crash in West Valley right now, 3100 south and about 3700 west. Meantime, northbound 15 in Davis County, already busy. Up through Layton, up to Hill Air Force Base, and some backups on both directions of Highway 89 to Davis County, approaching Cherry Lane. A home equity credit line from Zions Bank can help you upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, backyard, or whatever else needs updating. Loans subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check out that 7-day forecast with Kristen Van Dyke.
Thanks, guys. Highs in the low to mid-90s today with a few more thunderstorms developing again this afternoon. Heavy rain will be possible. Then tonight in the low 70s. Tomorrow, 93 with more scattered thunderstorms. Heading into the weekend, upper 80s and storm chances going way up, especially for Sunday with more widespread activity. On Monday, 87, still a chance for storms. And then we start to dry things out towards the middle part of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Partly cloudy, 90 degrees downtown in Ogden, sunny and 86.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. What I love most about my job is hearing the success stories of our patients. ED affects a man, his significant other, and the relationship. But after men have taken our treatments and seen their ED disappear, it's like they are a totally new person. Happiness improves and stress melts away. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses the most advanced and studied wave technology available, and it's helping men just like you every day. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED by treating the root cause of the problem, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love that. And this week only, new patients get free blood work and free testosterone. This is an unheard of value, and it's totally free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, let's get that spark back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
I love how I feel with Soto weight loss. I've dropped 66 pounds in 11 weeks. I feel amazing. It's an incredible plan. And that's the thing that's important to me, is having a plan. When I don't have a plan, I fail. Right. And it's not a hard plan. It's actually very simple to follow. It works. It's based on science. You just follow the plan and you'll get really good results. You got to check it out. Go to Sota Weight Loss and change your life.
S-O-T-A, that's how you spell Sota, S-O-T-A. Sota Weight Loss is where we started this journey together 11 weeks ago. Scott's down 66, I'm down 50 pounds, and that's just in the first kind of go at it here. I've never done this before. I've tried diets certainly before, but this is different. This is the science part of it. And the Sota Weight Loss nutritionists, they coach you through everything. They help you out every step of the way. And every week you're accountable to somebody who gives you tips on how to get better as you go along there. So why don't you go to SotaWeightLoss.com, read the 4,500 plus reviews on their website, and you can find out for yourself. SotaWeightLoss.com.
KSL News Time 325. We are watching Utah's money. Masks are back in demand after the new CDC recommendations on masks and a rise in the Delta variant. Mask sales have been declining since May, but sales rose 24% last week compared to the week before. KSL flies. It just got a little easier for Provo residents to get to L.A. Avelo Airlines is adding a direct flight from the Provo Airport to Burbank. Flights will go out twice a week. Girl Scouts in Utah will be able to earn a dark sky patch starting Saturday. They can get the patch by learning how to be good stewards of the night skies. The Utah branch was the first to introduce the patch, and now other states are hoping also to celebrate the stars. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 153 points, finishing at 35,084. S&P was up by 18, and the NASDAQ was also up by 15. The First Lady is going to the hospital after something got stuck in her foot.
First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will undergo a procedure Thursday at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland. Her office says last weekend, before her official events in Hawaii, Dr. Biden stepped on an object on the beach, which became lodged in her left foot. She stopped in Hawaii on her way back from the Olympics in Japan. President Biden will join the First Lady for the trip to Walter Reed. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.